yeah, Christmas, it's all happening now, isn't it? It's all happening. All the women, you can see they get that sort of organisational look in their eye. It's just completely obsessed with planning. I've got to get ready. I've got so much to think about. It happens, I think, at the final firework on fireworks night. When you have the finale, and the smoke clears, and you see all the women going, Christmas. Got to start getting ready for Christmas, man. Christmas is coming. Don't talk to me. I'm thinking, I'm planning. I need so... There's so much to do, darling. Men do the tree. I love getting my tree and putting my tree up in my house. Come, darling, see the tree I chose. Big, bushy tree. Then you decorate it. It looks beautiful, doesn't it? And one of the main things you have to do when decorating a tree, as we all know, is you have to make sure that the plug is right at the back and the wire so you can't see it, so it doesn't ruin the aesthetic. The problem with this, of course, is that every night you leave it on because it looks so lovely, then you're halfway up the stairs and you stop and you think, there could be a fire. Which means that literally every night of December, before bed, I'm downstairs under the tree. Darling, can you help me? I can't reach the button. Tell you what. December. Prime time for sellotape and scissors. So these two really come into their own, isn't it? You all, by the way, everyone in this room has sellotape and scissors, and you think you know where they are. They're probably not there. Because they're always on the move. You're sitting there going, I actually know where my sellotape and scissors are, but no, not when you want them, not when you bloody want them! I'll be opening the drawer. I thought they were... Who's moved the scissors? They move on their own, the scissors. They're crafty little bastards. And the sellotape, as soon as you leave the sellotape unattended, it will wind itself up when you're not looking. Days on end of December are spent with me just looking round the tape. How could this have happened? Surely soon I will find a way in. And look at your watch. I think I've been here now for 3 days. And then you find it. Finally, I'm in. And you get some kind of weird backward triangle bit. I'm not in. I thought I was in, but I'm not in. Sometimes you give up. I am not going to look for the scissors anymore. I'm going to buy new scissors. I don't care. I don't need to spend my whole life looking for scissors. I'm going to get new scissors. You think you've won. You think you've won, don't you? You get your new scissors. I've got some new scissors. Forget the old scissors. I'm going to spend my whole life looking for those babies. Here's my new scissors. Then you realise that the scissors come in a plastic packaging that closely covers the scissors. And you can't get in unless you have scissors. The very thing you need is staring at you through the plastic window. And they look at you, don't they? Find a way in, dickhead. You can't, can you? Go on, find your old scissors. You thought you'd won. You haven't won. We've won. The scissors have won. Most people use the scissors in the classic scissor way, don't they? They cut. This is, you know how to use scissors. You get the paper, you see how much you might need, then you start cutting like that. That's how people cut. But there are some people amongst us, gifted, special people. The gliders. These people are amazing, hidden within normal society. Even do the ribbon thing. Most of us, we're not gifted in this way. But every single year, each and every non-gifted glider attempts the glide. Make sure that nobody is looking. We try and do something we've seen other people do. I think you probably just push it there. I've ruined the paper. It was supposed to go then it went. I will save my next attempt for next year. But of course, the gluttony is insane. The amount of eating, we don't even know that we're capable of eating as much as we eat on Christmas Day. We spend the rest of the year having meat and 2 veg, and then it's suddenly 7 meat, 15 veg, please.
And you sit there and you pile it up. I mean, there's vegetables going all over the table. There's not even... Sometimes there's not enough room on the table for vegetables. You've got vegetables on side tables, some on the floor. People are just passing around. You get a bit of panic. I haven't had... Have I had carrots? I need carrots. I need carrots. Have you had the parsnips? You don't even know if you've had anything. I don't know. There's such a huge pile. I think I see something orange in here. I may have had carrots. I'll tell you when I get down to that level. People around the dining table just stuffing food in their faces, farting Brussels sprouts. You've got sausages fencing other foods in. And you eat so much that you then announce that that's it. I can't. You actually can't even believe you've eaten so much food. Sometimes people are undoing their buttons. I don't think I've ever eaten so much. I can't move. Can you move? I can't. I feel so sick. Oh, my God. You still sometimes see stray vegetables on the table. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just adding... And then you've got to get to the sofa. That's at that stage in the day, all you're thinking is sofa. But you're so full, you can't even move. This is where I actually genuinely believe that the farting helps you. It helps... it helps propel you to the sofa. I am not kidding. You could actually sense with my grandmother that she was being propelled... You could see the acceleration along the corridor, as if she moved... She actually stopped in the middle of the corridor. We had to give her more sprouts. Just a couple to get her over the edge. And then you're on, you've made it.
So this show, ladies and gentlemen, is going out on Christmas Day itself.
Christmas Day!
Yes. There's such a magic, isn't there, to that day. It's very different doing a Christmas show leading up to Christmas as opposed to doing it on Christmas Day. It's such a special... magical day. There's such a build-up to it that when you're in it, you can't even believe that you're in it. You know, you open the curtains and you're like, that's my road. On Christmas Day. Sometimes you see other people, look at that man walking his dog. On Christmas Day. I'm having my morning pee. On Christmas Day. Sometimes you visit relatives, you see other people in their cars, you look at them at the traffic lights. Look at them! On Christmas Day! There's an aeroplane in the sky! On Christmas Day! And this goes through the whole day. Until you go to bed when you're just drifting off to sleep going, oh, that's the end of Christmas Day! And then all the magic completely disappears overnight. And the next day you're just walking along going, I'm going for a walk. On Boxing Day. It's gone! The magic is gone! And then, quite frankly, you are into the strangest 6 days of the whole year. It is 6 days between Christmas Day and New Year's where nobody quite knows what's going on, who they are. You don't even know what day it is. We get so confused by they've started to change... The days aren't called Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now they're called, you know, Boxing Day, Christmas Eve. So you lose track of it. And you're so full and hungover as well. People just wandering around in a daze. What day is it? I don't even know what day it is. Are the shops open? Do the shops open? Have the sales started? I don't know what day it is. Should I start my diet today? Do I start it today? Is there post today? Does the post come back? Can I park here today? What day is it? Can I park here? When do the bins get taken away? I've never had more rubbish in my life. Can I eat this bit of the turkey or is the turkey finished? Can I have this bit of the turkey? What time is chitty chitty bang bang on? Nobody knows what they're doing. Also, all the stuff that you get for Christmas, what happens to it? What happens to it? I know we get big presents and it's exciting, but there are certain things that I don't remember throwing away, but I never see them again after Christmas Day. Everything I or anyone in my family has ever won in a cracker, where is it? Where does it go? I have no recollection of binning it, but I've never had anybody, nobody has experienced somebody at any stage in the year just saying anything along the lines of, does anyone fancy a game of mini cards? Mini cards? I find the full-size deck a little bit overwhelming. Can we just play with the tiny cards? I'm almost at my baggage allowance, so I bought my miniature cards that I won at Christmas. Why I measure the whole carpet when we can measure this section and guess the rest? With my mini tape measure, I won at Christmas. Does anyone have the tiniest amount of sewing I could attend to? Not a lot of sewing. Not a rip or a tear, just a fray. So anyway, how are you? Let me consult my mini coloured curly fish. It's curling up at the sides. I'm jealous.